CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. We return. We're in the bottom of the second inning. And for the Lansing Lugnuts, Grant Judkins is on the hill, although they're the Lansing Locos today. Fort Wayne scored 3 in the first inning. Lansing countered with 1 in the top of the second. And as we return, the batter's Kai Roberts, the Fort Wayne leadoff hitter. Bottom of the second inning, which began with a Jack Costello ground out to short before Sean Barnett struck out looking. Roberts walked back in the first inning. He scored the first of the 3 runs. Here's the pitch from the righty. Roberts takes a called strike. One ball, one strike on the center fielder. Native of Utah. Pitch on its way. Inside. 2 balls and a strike. Fort Wayne is wearing the uniforms of Las Manzanas Luchadoras. The pitch. And that just missed. And I tell you what, not by all that much. Home plate umpire is Evan Anderson. Bases umpire is Pedro Torres. Judkins to the plate. Inside. Ball 4. On appeal of a check swing, he didn't go. Judge just barely missed the zone a couple of times. He has walked Kai Roberts for a second time. And that's bad news because here's Leo DeVries, the number 3 prospect in all of baseball. DeVries will be playing against Lansing's Tommy White in the All-Star Futures game coming up. Switch hitter batting left, first pitch. And he hits it in the air down the right field line. Johnny Butler's over. Air to the corner. He runs it down right as he reaches the wall. Johnny Butler flags down the DeVries drive. And that ends a scoreless second inning. A walk, a man left. Onward into the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. It is Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 3-1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Max Muncy with the A's, and now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
What's up, Max Muncy? And hello there to all of you on this July 1st, 2025, just a few days away from Independence Day. Right now, the Lugnuts with an independent run. That's it so far. They trail 3-1 as we bring you back to the Fort Parkview Field. It is the Lansing Locos against the Manzanas Luchadores de Fort Wayne on this Copa-themed Tuesday. Casey Yamauchi, Josh Corona-Grauer, Jared Dickey coming up in this third inning. Ian Koenig in that bright yellow out there on the hill. Ready, ready matchup. He kicks and throws. On the ground over towards the left side of second. Scooped up by DeVries to his left. Throws it to first. It's in time. It is smooth over there from Leo DeVries. And there's your first out. DeVries, the highest ranked minor leaguer that will be competing in the All-Star Futures game. Coming up in just a couple of weeks. He's third ranked in the top 100 on MLB Pipeline. Here's JKG. Pitch home. That's up high. Ball 1. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler with you. Hey, Jesse, Max Muncy just brought us back. Nice job throwing him in. Let's go. Pitch home. That shoots in there. Strike two. Make it strike one. Jesse will be back momentarily. He is demolishing the incredible waffle fries up here at press level. The pitch. And that shoots in just a little bit up high.
I mean, they got some seasoning and some spice on them.
Well, catch up, man.
I'm telling you, you're going to hear some more familiar voices over the course of this broadcast.
2-1. This is lifted out to center field. Not too deep. Roberts over to his left, still gliding that way, and he makes the catch. Two down. You know, yes, we talked about how cool it was to go on the air with the Athletics last Thursday, but we got to see some of the former Lugnuts, so we made sure to record a few things. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear who else you got. Okay, here's Jared Dickey, 3-1, Fort Wayne leading in the top of the third inning. The pitch, that shoots in from Koenig, a little bit tight, ball one.
On that note, Adam did a great interview with Jacob Wilson that I suggest that you seek out.
1-0 pitch. That's fouled back. You know what's funny is, my interview kind of got thrown in the wash after they decided to visit the studios of MLB Network the day after. Who would have known they were going to New York? 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Tell you what, though, that was so cool. I mean, Denzel Clark, Lawrence Butler, and Jacob Wilson all in studio. Such a cool opportunity for all of them, and so cool that MLB Network promoting some of the young A's that are excelling here in 2025. 1-2. Ripped deep out to right field. Uh-oh, Carpathios is going back. Dickey has done it. A dinger, not against the Dragons. That thing way out of here, and it's a one-run game. How about that from Jared Dickey, who all of a sudden has found his power to right field? That's his fourth this year.
During that last homestand, I told you, he's been working on driving the ball. And he is leaning into it right now and flexing his muscles.
We told you, Koenig has given up home runs this year. That's his 11th allowed. Here's Nate Nankill. He can kill him too. Pitch. That's way outside. Ball one.
The Koenig style is he throws fastballs until you force him not to throw you one anymore. And that right there, oh, I gave up the homer. This pitch to Nate's not close.
A pitch. That's taken on the inside corner. Strike one, 91 miles an hour. Well, all right, Jared Dickey. I'll take that pop, especially with Schofield Sam advancing up to Midland now. The pitch. Twisted back, foul. One ball, two strikes. That's why they sit Dickey in that second spot here tonight.
I think there's respect and trust from Darryl Kennedy back now. The manager took a break last week. Jared Dickey bats there because of how much he trusts him.
The pitch. That slides low and outside. And you can see some of that trust. Those two having an extended conversation as Jared passed him at third base, gave him a high five. Pitch, reached down and fouled back up towards the suite level here at Parkview Field. What a perfect day for baseball. 85 degrees and sunny. And that ball was almost belted all the way to the treetops. Those are the parking garage seats. Way up there by the video board and right. The pitch, that's popped up. In the field of play, mask is off for Durfee, the catcher, now sprints over, and it pounds down just to the right of the on-deck circle on the third base side. And you can see Durfee mouthing some disappointing words to himself there as he couldn't find that baseball. It stayed in, it didn't even hit the net, but it just took him so long to figure out where it was. You take that mask off, you're looking up, there are no clouds tonight, so it's just straight into the sun. Here's a pitch. On the ground over right at Leo DeVries. At short, he's got it. Wings it to first. It's in time. And there's your third and final out. Lansing does get another run closer, though, thanks to the fourth Dickey dinger. and the first against a non-Dayton Dragon pitcher. 3-2 Fort Wayne as we head to the last of the third at Parkview Field.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
This is Tyler Sostrom with the Athletics. Now back to the ballpark.
A beautiful night for baseball to open up the month of July. Thanks for spending it with us from down here in the Fort, the Summit City, where the home squad leads your visiting Lansing Lugnuts. Tonight, the Locos, 3-2. Judkins pitch, elevated fastball, ball one to Brandon Butterworth. Followed by Braden Carpathios and Ryan Jackson through the middle of the order. The pitch, that shoots in there. Letter high, strike one. 3, 4, and 5 coming up here. A couple of 22-year-olds and a 23-year-old against the 27-year-old Iowan, Grant Judkins. Time taken here at the plate from Butterworth, who reached on an error from Tommy White at third. Came around to score the third run in the first. That's the difference. 1-1. Slings in down low. Off speed away. 2-1. You think of these jerseys tonight. For Fort Wayne, I think lemon lime. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the fastball outside at 93 miles an hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That because the top half is yellow. The bottom half is that lime green. And they're kind of blended together to make the Copa Unis. The pitch. Lifted up in the air out to right field. Sending Butler back towards the track, towards the wall. And that one's gone. So there is the Judkins home run ball, the opposite way for Butterworth. It's 4-2. Butterworth lost his helmet, by the way, at around like first base, so he's going to have to go retrieve that as he ran the bases helmetless, and he's going to collect it there from his first base coach and give him a high five to make it 4-2. Pitch, and that's a little bit wide. Fastball, ball one. So, it really is the exact same story for Judkins. His 14th home run, and now his 11th solo home run this year. Pitch, line down to left center field. That's twisting away. Lasko to his right, but he tracks it down in the gap. Nice speed from Ryan Lasko. There's one down.
It is such a pleasure to watch him cover the ground.
The way his jersey was whipping there in the wind and with his speed, it looked like he had a cape on. The cape would kind of hold him back, you feel like.
Have you seen The Incredibles? No capes.
No capes. The pitch. That drops in. Slider down low. Ball one to Ryan Jackson. 4-2. Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts here in the bottom of the third. One home run answered by another here in this third inning. The pitch. That shoots in. Breaking ball inside corner. Strike one. It's a Jared Dickey homer out to right field in the top of the third. It's a Brandon Butterworth opposite field homer under right in the bottom. On the ground over towards White. Knocks it down, but the ball off the hop skips forward into the infield grass to the left of the mound. He picks it up and just tosses it to Judkins. No chance to throw at Jackson. And we will see what they go with here on this sweeping attempt to his left. It's a base hit.
I was hoping maybe he could deflect it to Joshua Kuroda-Grower.
Or to Judkins. The pitch. Fastball zings in there. Strike one to Rosemond Verdugo. Well, 3 runs for the Tin Caps in the first. And now a run here in the third. Up 4-2. Pitch. The right-hander takes it away. Ball one. It's the Lansing Locos against the Manzanas Luchadores de Fort Wayne in the green and the yellow against the turquoise blue of the Nuts. Righty, righty. Judkins throws home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball right there at the top of the zone. Verdugo, an RBI single back in that first inning. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps began this. Well, they wanted to bring it out during 2020, but unfortunately, we didn't have a season that year, but they announced this back in November of 2019 that they were going to change their logo, throw back to first, and there in time is Ryan Jackson. And the team's identity change translates to the Fighting Apples in Spanish. How about that?
Give the apple a luchador mask.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Good pitch right there. And Judkins has his third strikeout.
Something that I really appreciated about it, Adam, that Lansing, I think, got right. With the Copa uniform look, you can experiment with a color that your team doesn't usually have. Lansing's colors are red and black and silver. And with the Copa look, it's turquoise and marigold instead.
Here comes Brandon Durfee, the pitch. That's down low and outside, ball one.
When Fort Wayne introduced Las Manzanas Luchadores, originally, they had the exact same colors as the Tin Caps. So this has been a good overhaul to say, what if we wore yellow?
Runner at first, 2 outs. Judkins set. Throws home. Ripped up in the air, out to right field. That is tailing foul, though, and heading towards the Huntington University Picnic Pavilion, where there it is gathered. 1-1. Well, we've seen that from different teams in the Midwest League that have the name and then they just change the colors. So it is a green and yellow for Fort Wayne while Lansing goes with the turquoise. 1-1 here.
Sorry, Adam.
Pitch, swing, and a miss. And it's 1-2 now on Brendan Durfee. And yeah, you said it. It's the Lucha Libre freestyle wrestling. That's a staple in the Mexican culture. Blends showmanship and athleticism through the wrestler's vibrant wardrobes and rapid pace movement. An adaption of Fort Wayne's full-time moniker, Manzanas Luchadores. It mimics the flair and skill of luchadoras. Pitch. Line down to center field right at Ryan Lasco to his left. And he makes the catch for the third and final out. Brandon Butterworth gets an opposite field shot out to right field. That makes it 4-2. They do strand Jackson at first. Fort Wayne, we salute the green and gold. Those are colors we can get behind as Athletics High A affiliates. Let's head to the fourth here at Parkview Field.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeyer.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey, this is Mason Miller with the A's. Get to the ballpark and go nuts.
Three innings complete. Let's head to the final six here, beginning with the fourth. Even though it's the first and the fourth, we will celebrate in Lansing on Friday. Tonight, for the fourth inning, we celebrate out at Parkview Field at Fort Wayne, Indiana, right downtown Fort Wayne. Bucknuts trail 4-2. Here's Tommy White. The pitch, foul back off the screen, strike one. You know, Jesse, I'm wondering if this is Tommy White revenge week. Or maybe revenge three games, because the first go-around at Fort Wayne didn't go well for him. The pitch, it's a bouncing ball. Ooh, and that knocks him down. It got him right off the leg, and he goes down immediately and takes his helmet off as he is now on a knee and trying to find a way to stand back up here. Noah Huff, the athletic trainer, rushing out there. Hopefully everything's okay right there for Tommy. Just one of those that got him in a tough spot. So he's got his hand on his hip, talking with Noah Huff. Cooper Golby, the first base coach, down the line just to check in with him. Remember, Lansing opened the first three games of the year down here at Fort Wayne. That was April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And Tommy White went hitless. He was 0 for 11. Had a run, an RBI, a walk, a strikeout, and an HBP, but didn't collect a hit. Got an HBP so far tonight. Pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. And that last pitch doesn't go down as an HBP, but it technically was off his own bat. 1-2. Swing and a foul ball off the mask of the catcher, Durfee. Boy, everybody is getting nicked down there.
I think that hit Evan Anderson, the home plate umpire, too. It's HBF. It's a hit by foul.
There you go.
Yikes.
Hit by bat. HBB.
The three of them. Okay, they've all been hit. So we can carry on.
All right. Here's a pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Cut off, though. Jackson from left coming over and in the sun. Makes the grab. One down.
Remember how Ian Koenig went fastball, fastball, fastball earlier? That was nothing but sliders to White.
He's got a four-seam and two-seam fastball, curveball, cutter, and a change. Whatever you like to call it. Slider.
I mean, it didn't look like a curve, so is that a slow cutter?
Might be. Pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one. Or maybe he's got a new pitch. We're just going by what the tin cap game notes tell us. Only our second time seeing him. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup right there on Rodney Green Jr. He had a base hit in his first at bat. Tin cap's up 4-2 on the Locos. I should say Manzanas Luchadores de Fort Wayne. And yellow and lime green out there against the turquoise of Lansing. Pitch. Launched up in the air, out to right center field, hit well. Roberts is going over towards the track, and he cuts it off to his left. A flush swing, though, from Rodney Green Jr., 2 outs.
And this is his revenge series, too.
Two guys that struggled at the beginning of the year, and two guys that are hoping to get hot because Lansing could really use it. So now here comes Ryan Lasko. Base is clear, 2 outs, top four under the sun. The pitch, swing and a miss. It certainly looks like a slider right there. I agree with you, man. Pitch home. That bends in there, unless they're calling that a curveball, but it's got the action from left to right across the plate. It's up 0-2, the pitch. Swing on a high hopping ball, backed up on the second bounce. Verdugo has it at third. Across the diamond, it is picked. Short hop by Costello. Lansing goes down quietly. 1-2-3. Rodney Green Jr., Tommy White, and Ryan Lasko. Costello, who's at first? Nobody right now. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. Wayne up 4-2.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As Denzel Clark, getting back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Oh, Denzel Clark, he seems to be doing all right out there in center field for the Athletics as he's climbed the ladder like many of the guys. Nice win for the A's last night in Tampa Bay. Right now, Lansing hoping to come back. They trail 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Jack Costello, Sean Barnett, Ty Roberts coming to the plate. 8-9-1. Ready matchup. Costello steps in. Kicking the pitch. And that's in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. A home run allowed in that third inning to Butterworth. The only run that Fort Wayne didn't get in the first inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider across the zone. Strike two. And again, that's been the tough thing for Judd. That's now seven home runs in his last five outings. But, again, the good news has been the majority of those have been solo home runs. So get it out of your system and then keep on going. And that's what he's been doing. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And this one gets Costello. Fourth strikeout for Judkins. And now here comes Sean Barnett. So you get rid of that three-run first inning where an error aided a couple of those runs to come in and kept the inning alive. I guess they go one unearned run there. Pitches outside, fastball away to Sean Barnett. But it's an inning that lasted a little bit longer than anybody expected. The pitch. Whacked up in the air out to center field. Lasko coming over to his right and into the sun. He makes the catch. Two outs. All right, here comes Kai Roberts. 4-2, Fort Wayne leads. Let's sneak into your trivia question tonight. Colby Thomas made his debut in the bigs last night. Threw a runner out at home with a janitor throw from left field. The pitch, swing and a miss, and look out, the bat goes flying into the netting. That's the good news there. Netting did its job. Just to the right of the on-deck circle. Strike one. So he's going to get some stickum on that bat, some spray. So with Colby Thomas making his debut last night, that means your question is, how many former Lugnuts have now debuted in Major League Baseball? We're getting close to a big milestone whole number. So that is your hint tonight. 0-1 pitch. Swinging, that's fouled back off the netting. Look out behind home plate. Roberts walked in his first two at-bats. And he was also behind no balls, two strikes in the first one. And then he got four straight balls. It was a five-pitch walk in the second. Two outs, bases clear. 4-2 Fort Wayne, bottom four. The pitch. Up and in. Ball one. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Your email. Submit your responses. How many Lugnuts have now debuted in the major leagues? 1-2 pitch. A little bit wide. 2 balls, 2 strikes. If you go back and watch Colby Thomas, they called it the janitor throw, where you wind up everything and lunge to make the play. 2-2. Swing and a foul back. Oh, I hadn't heard of that before, Jesse, but because you got to clean up the mess, right?
That's exactly right.
You got to clean up the mess if guys trying to, you know, take extra bases on you. And Colby Thomas, he used every ounce of lunging to get that ball home, and it was pretty right there to Shea Langeliers. The pitch, whacked down the left field side, twisting towards the line, and just foul over by the Locos bullpen. Remains 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I recall Shane Selman doing a lot of janitor throws.
Yes, I do remember that from Shane. And you said it, if we could pick a current lug nut that would do it now.
Ryan Lasko in center.
No question about it. He's done it a couple of times this year, and he's got a great arm. 2-2. A little bit wide. Oh, my goodness. Is Roberts going to walk again? It's 3 balls, 2 strikes.
That throw yesterday from Colby Thomas, that was awesome.
Absolute heat. And he came and replaced Tyler Soderstrom. The pitch on the ground, foul first base side, sizzling its way down this time to Fort Wayne's bullpen. So you have one former lug nut out there in Tyler Soderstrom. Then Colby Thomas, who they got to find ways to get him in the lineup. He's been raking down in AAA, so they bring him up, and that's how they got him in the lineup last night. He made a big impact. 3-2. Popped up foul left field side. That one twist towards the seats. So we will see how Colby Thomas continues to do, but awesome to see him move up and get his shot in the majors. And the first one comes at Tampa Bay last night. 3-2 pitch. Whacked high up in the blue sky, right field side. Johnny Butler is going back. He is at the track. He watches that thing go, but it is foul. Oh, my goodness. That thing was crushed up in the air. A missile up to the space station right there.
You know, I think Kai Roberts could have rounded the bases and come back to home plate by the time that ball landed.
I think you're right. He's running full speed there. No question about it.
By the way, word from the major leagues. Do you know that Max Muncy has gone yard?
How about it? Max just been red hot lately. Playing third base again tonight.
Si, senor.
Here's a pitch. On the ground over towards first. It sneaks in beyond Jared Dickey. And then it kicks out right of the bullpen and ricochets into right center. It's picked up by Johnny Butler. And he whips it in quickly. But a double for Kai Roberts. 10 pitches later, he doesn't walk like he did in his first two. He gets a double. And what a great carom to run that away from Butler. He's trying to get over there. So Roberts doing exactly what you want from the leadoff man. Consistently getting on. Now here's the number one Padres prospect, Leo DeVries. The pitch, lefty, tattoos it down the right field side, but this is foul.
Has he taken a pitch yet?
Your answer is no. First at bat, RBI double. Second at bat, fly out to deep right. Third at bat, foul out to deep right. But not out. Still in. The pitch, that one does come in on the inside corner at the top of the zone. Strike two. Well, that's a way to do it. DeVries is hugging that left side. And Judge has ran that thing up and in at 91 miles an hour. And DeVries reacted as if it was inside. Nope, it was just on the inside corner. Not even that, just in tight there. No balls, two strikes against the lefty. Judd looks at second. Looks home, second, home, the pitch. Down low. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Leo DeVries will be out there at the All-Star Futures game. We told you the top-ranked prospect in that game. Got 3 guys going from West Michigan. The pitch, that's up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Briseño, Clark, McGonigal. We've got a current lug nut and a former lug nut, Tommy White, and his LSU teammate, Gage Jump, who is ranked number 1 in the A's organization. 2-2. Line drive right at Yamauchi. A head-high catch, basically using his mitt as a shield. And that is it for DeVries. Kid is just 18 years old, but he hits it hard. And we had some hard-hit baseballs in that fourth inning, but no runs. Kai Roberts stranded at second. Off to the fifth, 4-2, Fort Wayne leads. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back right after this.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate. ProtectingKidsOnline.org.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Fenix from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's head back to the diamond.
From the Summit City, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne leads Lansing 4-2. Las Manzanas Luchadoras in the field in their bright yellow. And the Lansing Locos end up Butler, Diaz, and Yamauchi. 7-8-9 for the fifth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. The righty Ian Koenig deals to Johnny Butler. Now the first offering, pop foul, back and out of play. Strike one. Butler lined out hard to center field his first time up. Left fielder Ryan Jackson's in the shade. The pitch, a ground ball right back to Koenig. Turns to first, overhands over, received by Costello. At number one. Fort Wayne scored three runs in the very first inning. The Locos countered back with a run to the second on an RBI ground out, or RBI fielder's choice, I should say, by Ryan Lasko. And then Jared Dickey homered in the third to bring Lansing within a run. A home run to the bottom of the third inning by Brandon Butterworth, and here we are. 4-2, the Locos are down. Davis Diaz takes a ball high. Say, Adam, do you know why Fort Wayne is nicknamed the Summit City?
I do.
There's the pitch. And there's a called strike.
Because we talked about it before, but I don't remember.
I just wanted to briefly rehash. We got to go all the way back to the 1830s. All the way back. 1-1. A bouncer down to first base. Jack Costello fields. Hunter hands it to the pitcher. Koenig at the bag. Two gone. So we've gone 1-3 and 3-1 if you're scoring at home. In the 1830s, they constructed the Wabash and the Erie Canal in Fort Wayne. And Fort Wayne was the highest point above sea level, the whole canal route. And because it was the highest point above, it's the summit. It was the Summit City. There you go. Now you know. Casey Yamauchi takes ball one up and in. Turned away from it. This was an important spot back in the 19th century. The Great Pennsylvania Railroad ran through here. 1-0 coming. Yamauchi fouls it back. One ball, one strike. I love this nickname for Fort Wayne. Are you ready? It was called the Altoona of the West. The 1-1 is coming. Inside corner called the strike. Altoona hosts the Curve, double A in the Pittsburgh organization. Fort Wayne, the Altoona of the West. You know, you could also call it, if you so chose, the Quad Cities of the East.
There you go.
And the 1-2. Yamauchi stays away. Pitch was down and away. I have not heard Lansing called the blank of the blank.
Well, Fort Wayne, the Lansing of the South. Enough said.
Here's the pitch. all the way down the right side. Just going around Fort Wayne. Reminds me a little bit of South Bend in terms of the old architecture that you can see the history here when this was bustling back in the 19th century and then the early part of the 20th century. The pitch, swing and a miss by Yamauchi. There goes the bat. Yikes. That's a strikeout, and that ends the top of the fifth inning. A play right in downtown Fort Wayne. Ian Koenig is through a perfect fifth inning. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning in the Summit City. Fort Wayne is leading 4-2.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Let's go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lansing Locos are trailing 4-2, and Brandon Butterworth has been a major part of the problem for Grant Judkins. Butterworth, Carpathios, and Jackson. It's the 3-4-5 hitters in the Padres affiliates lineup. Brandon Butterworth, a single and a run scored in the 3-run first, a solo home run in the third. And now here in the fifth, righty-righty, initial offering. It takes low, ball one. For Judkins so far, three base hits allowed in the first, only three hits total since then. He struck out four. Bases home plate in full. Steps back, leg kick on the pitch. And tucked it across the inside corner. Strike called. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson and Jason Benetti of Eden Rapids. And here's the 1-1. Fouled away over the net on the right side.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
Jason Benetti of Eaton Rapids. What?
And I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I don't know, what direction do you want to go with this one? The Alex Cohen of Greenbelt. One ball and two strikes. It was a long hold, then the wind of the pitch. And it's down low.
We just naming major league broadcasters?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We could go more specific.
Books Jambi.
Fort Wayne, the Altoona of the West. I just love that.
Dave Fleming.
Here's the 2-2. Fly ball, center field. Ryan Lasko tracks it back to his left, into the shade. Now back toward the sun to make the grab. And there's one gone. Well, you know, coming up after the Lugnuts play here today and then tomorrow and then the day after tomorrow without any disasters, they're coming back home July 4th through 6th. Huh, I guess I need to change out that graphic. July 4th through 6th, it's the Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. It shows the Dayton Dragon series. I could do better than that because it's three games between the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps. On Friday, the 4th of July, it's not just fireworks. That's the big key for you. Braden Carpathios chops to second. Room service up, Casey Yamauchi, and then lightly over to first base. Two gone. He tossed that ball like a guy tossing an egg.
Gotta have soft hands to make the catch.
Soft hands. Gotta be soft. Ryan Jackson's 1-for-2 with the single. Judkins looks for a perfect frame. No, Friday, 4th of July, the gates will open in Lansing at 4:45, nice and early. This ball is flipped up into the air, shallow right field. Butler's on the run in down the line, and he runs it down. I'll tell you more about what's coming up the 4th, the 5th, the 6th of July. As Grant Judkins just steamrolled through an easy 5th inning. Onward we go into the 6th, Fort Wayne 4, Lansing 2.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeyer.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey guys, this is Jared Dickey, outfielder with the Lugnuts, and Johnny Christensen's intern. Let's get back to the game.
Big thanks to Jared Dickey and all of the Lansing folks who recorded those returning spots as we get back to Fort Wayne. Lansing Locos trail 4-2, opening up the sixth inning against Ian Koenig. The right-hander continues to look very comfortable. And as we open up the sixth inning, only 65 pitches, 48 for strikes, compared to Grant Judkins' 87 pitches for Lansing. But Koenig has been susceptible to the home run ball this year. He deals. Joshua Carota-Grauer takes a ball down and away. Because of the hard contact throughout this season, you never know when an offensive outburst might happen. Carota-Grauer takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. Joshua Carota-Grauer is 0-for-2 with a ground out to third and a fly out to center. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Backhand to Breeze. Long throw. One hopping in. And yes, in time. Leo DeVries tossed it nice and low with a bounce because the first baseman Costello was dealing with the sun setting. It was perfectly delivered, and Carota-Grauer, who runs well, is retired. That is expertly executed by Fort Wayne. That might be one of the most impressive things we've seen DeVries do. Now here's Jared Dickey spoiling the first pitch foul to the left, strike one. I was talking about what's going on coming up on Friday. This series shifts. Three games here in Fort Wayne and three games in Lansing. Koenig deals. That's pop foul out of play. Strike two for Dickey. Jared Dickey homeward his last time. Lansing down 4-2 in the sixth inning. So 4:45 gates on the 4th of July. And then at 5 p.m. a vintage baseball game under 19th century rules. And there will be caricatures, face painting, balloon twisting, magic, and more. Koenig's 0-2. Reached out, poked it up in the air, left side of the diamond. DeVries called off. Third baseman Verdugo, the snag. Two outs. Steven Echeverria will get the start on Friday. And we will have those Independence Day LabCorp fireworks spectacular after the game. Also, Jacksonfield is the best place to watch the city of Lansing fireworks and all the fireworks shows all the way around. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets now. Nate Nankill takes a called strike.
That's going to be one of the coolest moments of that kid's life. Steven Echeverria, 19 years old, in front of all those fans.
No pressure, Etch. Nankill takes a ball outside. I was going through for Brian Calloway of the Lansing State Journal about how historic the crowds have been over the years in Lansing on the 4th. The pitch. And Kill swings and misses. Strike two. Let me see if I can find all the different stats. Might have to wait until the bottom half of this coming inning, because when the crowd that Lansing draws on the fourth dwarfs the majority of crowds across the country, it's special. Nagel's 0 for 2. The pitch, he takes outside. Yeah. The last July 4th, hosted in Lansing, 11,521 2 years ago. Nagel swings and taps it back to Koenig. He spears, he underhands the first, side retired. Ian Koenig is through six, and he has limited Lansing to just two hits and two runs. To the bottom of the sixth inning, our score, Fort Wayne leading 4-2.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Now into the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Wayne's lead is 4-2. It's been 4-2 ever since the bottom of the third. We've been stuck with some goose eggs in the fourth and the fifth. Grant Judkins trying to post another one here in the sixth. Let's it fly. Now the first offering is ripped fair up the third base side by Rosemond Verdugo. That ball kicks off the wall and beyond Rodney Green. Verdugo coasts into second. The home sixth inning has begun with a stand-up double. It's Verdugo's 14th double of the year. It was Verdugo who singled in the third run for Fort Wayne in the first inning. Now Brendan Durfee with Jack Costello on deck. Righty deals, and the left-handed batter takes outside, ball one. I was telling you I did some research in terms of Lansing on the 4th of July. I need to share this with Adam. This was fun. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Oh, David. Oh, goodness. I believe that we just had root beer floats delivered.
We got root beer floats, Jesse.
Oh, boy.
Big ones.
David Lorenz, fire up. High fly, pushed foul off the left side. Two balls and a strike on Brendan Durfee. 2 years ago, the last Lansing home 4th of July, 11,521 attended the game. And that was the largest Lugnuts home crowd in 10 years since 2013. I'm curious how many are going to attend on Friday. Look back to Verdugo, the pitch. Foul tipped. Strike two. That was the largest attendance in 2023. Drawn by any team in minor league baseball except for six AAA teams. Buffalo, Albuquerque, Salt Lake, Indianapolis, Norfolk, and Round Rock. And one AA team, Frisco. Only seven teams in minor league baseball outdrew the Lugnuts in 2023 on the fourth. Judkins deals. Just a little up and in. Cat is full on Durfee, 3-2. Durfee is fly to left and line to center. At 2022, the Lugnuts drew a crowd larger than 99 other minor league baseball teams, including every team below AAA except for Fresno, which had been in AAA. The payoff. Durfee grounds it down toward first, grabbed by Dickey, underhanded to Judkins to the bag. Odd number one, Verdugo to third. Here's Jack Costello. In 2021, the Lugnuts drew 10,109. That was topped by only 10 minor league baseball teams. That attendance in 2021 was also higher than the average single game attendance for the Marlins, for the A's, and for the Tampa Bay Rays. And that was 2021 when Tampa Bay was not playing in a minor league park. Jack Costello takes a called strike.
Sorry, I'm occupied.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy that root beer float. You can enjoy mine, too. I think you know that I don't like carbonation.
Just I can't do two. Are you kidding me?
You'll just have to ask for some help from someone. Maybe I'll check in next door with Andy. What do you think, Dan? I'll find somebody. David Lorenz, thank you. Infield drawn in. The pitch to Costello. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I can keep going, Adam. From 2019, they were topped by only 22 minor league teams. 2018, topped by only 20. 2017, topped by only 20. But here's the thing. Back then, there were 160 teams. Judd's pitch, up high. So Lansing was outdrawing 140 minor league baseball teams. And on the 4th of July, all of these attendances topped 10,000 fans, topping 11,000. This pitch has popped up. Shallow on the left side. Shortstop Carota Grauer is under, makes the catch, and at third, Verdugo is stuck. Two outs. Fort Wayne 4, Lansing 2. Las Manzanas Luchadores are trying to expand that lead, but Verdugo can't budge yet. Ground out, a pop out, and here's Sean Barnett. On July 4th, 2013, Lansing drew 12,692. Nearly 12,700. Remarkable. Grant Judkins' day is done. Judd goes 5 2/3 innings here today. He does so on 99 pitches. How's that root beer float? How good is that?
Oh, man.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes.
I ran 4 miles today. I can do this.
Hey, can you do me a favor? We got a pitching change on the field. That means that they're not occupied to our left. That's Dan. That's Derek. Can you just check in to see who would like my root beer float?
I got you, man.
Okay. It's not a carbonation guy, which means we get to be generous.
Man, this is elite.
Yes. Well, let's see who wants to have some of this eliteness. All right. Adam is going to go check in. All the while, I tell you about Tom Reisinger. Reisinger checking in out of Coltmont, Pennsylvania. So good to meet his family over the course of the last homestand. Now, Tom has a 3-0 record with a 4.34 ERA, 19 appearances, 29 innings. He struck out 24 batters. Let's see. Oh, Derek. Outstanding Derek. Derek Decker used to broadcast here for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And then I believe currently he does a pregame and postgame show for them on the radio. Adam, thank you. Thank you very much. For Judkins, 5 2/3 innings. 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, although there is that runner that is 90 feet away from scoring a potential 5th run. Judd walked 2. They were both Kai Roberts in the first inning and in the second inning. He struck out 4, and he gave up a home run to Brendan Butterworth. So he can only lose this game. He cannot win it. looking at the back score right now, and Adam's right. The official score reported in that the weather is 8 degrees in Fort Wayne. That's Celsius, I suppose. Certainly not Kelvin. And it's very definitely not Fahrenheit. It's lovely here. It's a summer day. Let's see. It is currently, it's 78 degrees. Sean Barnett's the number 9 hitter. A lot of power for the DH out of Wingate. Righty, the pitch. And he starts him off with a breaking ball for a called strike. Lovely from Reisinger. Hello to Lynn Smith checking in. Then I hope that you find your own root beer float. Righty, the pitch. A ground ball back to Tom. He snares. He underhands to first. That'll do it for the sixth inning. Verdugo's leadoff double stranded at third. Adam Jack says coming up. That's okay. The root beer float can wait. Fort Wayne 4, Lansing 2.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As Denzel Clark, we're getting back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
The root beer float has been finished. I promise it was delicious. And let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. 4-2, Fort Wayne leads. Tommy White, Rodney Green Jr., Ryan Lasko coming to the plate. 4, 5, and 6 here. And it is still Ian Koenig. The pitch home. Rope foul, third base side. Strike one.
That was a murderous swing.
Yes, it was. Who done it? Tommy White with the bat. Right of the plate. Ready matchup. Koenig throws. Twisted back up. Foul. Strike two. Well, Lansing, they have not had a hit since the home run of Jared Dickey back in the third inning. That's 10 straight that have been set down. Ground out, fly out, line out, ground out, ground out, ground out, strike out, ground out, fly out, ground out. There you go. You're caught up to speed. Pitch home. That's outside. 1-2.
It's such an old school style of hitting that there are so few strikeouts. The ball's always getting put in play.
The pitch. That one is fouled off of Tommy's foot. He did that earlier in the game. This one not as much of a stinger. Another one, he went down to a knee. Lansing doesn't strike out. They put it in play and they don't walk. So get balls put in play, and they've been doing it often for a guy that throws strikes. Pitch. Ooh, that bends him back as it comes up and in. 2-2.
That's the radio ball. That's one you might not see, but you hear.
Sizzling by. 2-2 pitch. Way outside. 3-2. I'm trying to remember the last time I had root beer. It's been a long time. That was incredible.
My man.
Just attacked it. 3-2 pitch. This is lifted out to right field. Coming in is Karpathios, and he makes the grab. One down. Jesse, I got to be honest. Normally, you and I always get desserts from David Lorenz, and we, you know, we'll eat maybe one, and then we try and pass them off so we're not 300 pounds by the time we head back to Lansing.
That's what we did. We ate one. We passed one off.
You texted, or you called me today to ask about carpooling. Here's a pitch to Rodney Green Jr. And that pitch is on the outside corner, strike one. And I was running specifically for this moment. I ran 4 miles to make sure I could have ice cream tonight. The pitch. That's down low. Because here's the thing. We knew it was coming. And David even texted us yesterday. Hey, can't wait to see. You just knew it was going to happen. And here he delivered, always giving us the dessert. Thanks, David. The pitch. That's a fastball just a little bit wide, 2-1.
I had a good friend in the Frontier League, the voice of the River City Rascals, who ran nonstop in order to eat and drink whatever he wanted.
The pitch. That's way inside. 3 balls and a strike. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow?
You're going to run some more.
I brought my running shoes. We're running some more.
Hoka.
Yes, indeed. The Nuts hoping that they can run around the bases and catch Fort Wayne. Pitch. That is called a strike on the outer edge. 3 balls, 2 strikes. But they need a base runner. Can Rodney Green Jr. break the curse here? 11 straight retired. The pitch. Bouncing ball foul first base side.
These are good plate appearances. It was a good at-bat for Tommy White. It's a good at-bat right now for Rodney.
I mean, it's been one strikeout to Casey Yamauchi, a guy that doesn't usually strike out. That's been it tonight. The pitch. Up and in, ball four. There is a base runner for the Nuts in this seventh inning. How about that? Maybe we should run down and give him a root beer float to celebrate.
Let him do some running first. This is just a walk.
That's right. A little bit of a jog down there to first base for his walk. Here's the crazy thing, though. Lansing, Jesse, hasn't had a base runner since the third until now. The tying run's coming to the plate right now. I mean, you're only down 4-2. Tin Caps have out-hit Lansing 7-2, but it has been a very quick game. And now we are going to get a change. Lucas Ray comes out. That's going to do it tonight for Ian Koenig as he walks off to an ovation. He allows the base runner here, but he goes 90 pitches, 63 for strikes, and so far he's given up just the 2 runs. And the last hit came in that third inning. Only 2 hits, 1 strikeout, 1 walk. And by the way, he had, let's see here. I'm counting 4 different innings where he threw 11 pitches. 8 pitches. 8 for strikes, 11 pitches in the first. 11 pitches, 10 for strikes in the fourth. 11 pitches, 8 for strikes in the fifth. 11 pitches, 8 for strikes in the sixth. So, there you go.
He was an undrafted free agent. The reason why you sign him, if you're the San Diego Padres, is you go, I know that his stuff isn't necessarily exemplary. There's no sensational major league slider here. But he knows exactly what he's doing on the mound. And he kept Lansing off balance for the whole of those 6 1/3 innings.
And now he gives way to Ruben Galindo, who's going to try and do the same thing.
There is a key stat with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps that I think comes into play here. And that is, when they are leading after 6 innings in a game this year, they have lost only once. Their bullpen has taken care of leads.
What, 29-1 is what we were told? My goodness, that's incredible. And that's something where Lansing, they've struggled a ton this year. Their bullpen has been up and down. And, you know, we haven't seen a ton of offense from Lansing here tonight. But you never know. It just takes one swing right now with Rodney Green Jr. at first base.
I think back to the Dayton series, too, where the formula for the final 2 games in the series, the games that the Lugnuts won and clinched the series split, was, hey, just keep us in the game and let our big hitters break through eventually. And then the big hitters did break through eventually. So you never know with this offense who's going to suddenly supply that big swing.
Could it be Ryan Lasko here? First pitch, he swings and foul tips. Strike one. Lasko 0-for-2, but he did reach with a fielder's choice and get an RBI for Lansing's first run back in the second. The pitch. It drops in there. Right at the top of the zone. Not given, though, for a strike. Ball one.
That's a breaking ball that's too good because it started off out of the zone, and how rarely do you see a breaking ball that high come right back to clip the letters?
1 ball, 1 strike, they're ready. Galindo throws. That's down low, and it kicks off the shin guard of Durfee and sprays left in the on-deck circle. Up to second goes Rodney Green Jr. Imagine that one might be a pass ball there. We'll see. It wasn't in the dirt. Yeah, it is going to be pass ball. I think he just missed that one. That went off the shin guard, it looked like, and that's why it carried him so far away. Esco, three home runs this year. Righty-righty the pitch. Breaking ball that did not come back down and break as he bobs his head out of the way. 3-1. Well, it's a good crowd here tonight, and we expect them to just get bigger and bigger as we get towards Friday, and then we will head to Lansing. Great fireworks shows out here at Fort Wayne, Parkview Field. 3-1 pitch. On the ground, bounced over towards third. Verdugo backs up Rodney Green Jr. at second, throws it to first, but it's wide, and it gets away. Lasko is safe. Rodney Green Jr. trots over to third. Same type of play we saw from Lansing in the first inning, nearly identical, where it was a close play, and the ball just kind of bounded away off the glove, but not too far away. And that's an error to allow an opportunity to extend here for the Nuts.
It's back-to-back misplays by this Fort Wayne defense. That door is open.
Can Johnny Butler break through that door? It's 4-2 right now. Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts. We're at the top of the seventh. Still only one out. They're at the corners. Righty-lefty, the pitch. Up high and outside, ball one.
Galindo's all over the place.
Does not look super sharp right now. But the question is, can Lansing take advantage of that? You got to at least get one run in here. Can you potentially tie the score or take the lead? 1-0. Butler takes it at the bottom of the zone, but it's not given for a strike.
That's a couple of calls from the home plate umpire, Anderson. One up high, the other down low. That are in the zone to us, but have not gone to Galindo.
So it's a 2-0 count here. Hitter's pitch. Here it is. On the ground right at the shortstop, DeVries. To his right, steps on the bag at second, throws to first. Inning-ending double play. And Johnny Butler super frustrated with himself as he puts his hands to his helmet. Lansing indeed cannot take advantage of the mistakes, and we will stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. 4-2 Tin Caps down here at Parkview Field.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges: mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation. We increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems. We address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Davis Diaz. Let's get back to the game. Let's go Nuts.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA, is what we've been told here at Parkview Field.
I've heard that.
Well, we appreciate you staying with us tonight as we move to the bottom of the seventh on your July 1st, 2025. That's a Y, that's an M, that's a C, and an A. Right now, Lansing down 4-2. Tom Reisinger is back out there to face the top of the order. Kai Roberts, Leo DeVries, Brandon Butterworth. After the Nuts just had runners at first and third, one out. Hit into an inning-ending double play, though, from Johnny Butler. Pitch home. It's outside, ball one. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Adam.
You think they can get Kai Roberts out?
Yes, I believe.
Can they get this man out? It's 3-for-3 in reaching, 2 walks, and a double. The pitch? Down low, inside, 2 balls, no strikes.
I believe that they can get him. I believe that they can get him.
Send Kai. Bye-bye. Back to the dugout. Can he do it? 2-0. In there for a strike on the outside corner. We got life. 23rd ranked prospect in the Padres organization. He's been great. The lefty walked after he was down 0-2, then walked on 5 pitches, then a 10-pitch double in the fourth. The pitch? Ooh, that one skips in front of home plate and then goes over towards the on-deck circle off the carom of Diaz, so it is now 3-1.
58-footer?
Yeah, that sounds about right. 60 feet, 6 inches, minus a couple of feet. Yeah. 3-1. Up high and outside. Jesse?
They did not get him.
No, they didn't. So Kai Roberts is aboard for a fourth time. 3 walks for him tonight and a double. And here comes Leo DeVries, who has been very active on the first pitch of ABs.
He's about to get some rising or breaking balls.
Let's see what he gets here and if he goes after it. Throw back to first. You gotta think Tom is all over going, well, I know he wants to swing at that first pitch. RBI double for DeVries in the first, fly out to deep right in the second, and then a line out right at Yama, was scalded at the second baseman in his last at bat. Pitch. Oh, he lost his bat, swinging and missing right there at a fastball, strike one.
Have we seen 3 bats fly out of their hitter's hands?
Yes, we have. And in fact, you get 3 strikes and then you're out. So Leo DeVries, the third man to throw the bat, he should have to leave the game, right? That's how that works.
I'm used to swings and misses with the bat ending up down the side. I'm not used to it ending up directly behind home plate. Could have hit the umpire.
Righty lefty here, Reisinger from the stretch, runner at first, throws home. There goes the runner to second. It's a bouncing ball to Yama, and it skips by him into right field. Around second, Roberts is into third. They're at the corners to open up this seventh inning. And here comes Fort Wayne trying to add on to their 2-run lead.
I don't think that was a hit and run, Adam. I think that's a run and hit. I think Kai Roberts is taking off on his own accord, trying to steal the bag. And then, boy, that ball just managed to get through Yamauchi.
Well, you can understand it. It was 109 off the bat on a ball that Yama is sliding to his left. He normally comes up with those, but that ball was just hopping too quick. What a swing from DeVries, the 18-year-old, showing off here tonight. And you imagine that one is going to be a base hit. It is their eighth tonight. Here comes Brandon Butterworth, homered already. The pitch, right-hander takes it inside, ball one. So first and third with nobody out to open the seventh. Top of the order against Tom Reisinger. So far they're going to work. Lansing infield drawn in now against the righty. Righty Reisinger throws. Breaking ball sweeps in there on the outer edge. Strike one. Butterworth reached on an error in the first. Homered in the third. Flied out to center in the fifth. Big gap between first and second with Dickey holding on to DeVries. Yama tight to the bag at second. The pitch, that's down low, and it sweeps away from Diaz. Enough for DeVries to scamper up to second. So things getting more tricky here in this seventh inning. 2 balls and a strike on Butterworth. Manzanas, Luchadores de Fort Wayne tonight. And so far, he scored 3 runs in the first, a run in the third, nothing since. The pitch, up and in, and now it's 3-1. And here come the struggles of what has been a weakness this year for Lansing, their bullpen. Sometimes they do a really good job, and sometimes they just really can't get outs. That's how it goes. Pitch, there's a breaking ball that's in there, strike two.
Whenever Reisinger's not locating that fastball, that breaking ball usually treats him right.
We'll see if he is going to go back to that again here for a second straight time. Trying to find that first out. In a game that has gone so quick, you just don't feel like Lansing can afford to give up any more runs since they've only banged out two hits tonight. However, one was a home run from Jared Dickey. Entire infield is in and on the grass. 3-2. Breaking ball is sprayed up in the air, right field side, but twisting foul as it hops over the netting.
He did go back to the curveball, Adam. And I don't think you can throw three straight curveballs to Brandon Butterworth.
Let's try it. Let's give him a go. Can we throw this one higher? I don't know.
How are we doing, guys? Do we need anything else tonight?
3-2 pitch.
Good. How are you?
Swinging, it's popped up. Right field side.
You know, I'm always so scared.
Yeah, that one flies away. Fastball there.
Yes,
so
sir.
You're right. Now you can go back to the curveball, though. Totally set him up.
Well, that's right. That gives you more options. And I think you saw how late he was on that fastball away.
Second and third. Nobody out in the seventh. Infield in for the Nuts. 3-2 pitch. On the ground, right back through the middle. It's a base hit. Roberts is in. DeVries right behind him. A two-run single for Butterworth. He's driven in three tonight. Fort Wayne has their first runs in the seventh to tack on the lead. It's 6-2.
It was a fastball right down the middle. It's also a drawn-in infield because he did not hit it well. It's just a ground ball. But because Kuroda Grauer is in so close, no chance for him to get over there. It's disappointing.
And now out there to talk about it is Dave Berba, the first-year pitching coach. Yeah, because again, even though the offense has been quiet here tonight, Grant Judkins did a good job limiting the damage and keeping them within a couple of runs, but that has gone away now with the two runs in the seventh inning. Now here comes Braden Carpathios. Okay, one on with nobody out. Ready lefty matchup. The pitch. Swinging a tapper at the plate. And that's foul. Strike one. We're going to answer some trivia for you because we're actually having an extended half inning for the first time, it feels like, tonight. Ball bun going crazy quick. Reisinger set, the 0-1. Launched out to right center field, and that is splitting the gap, and it's off towards the wall. It's picked up by Butler. Butterworth flying around third. Yama relays to the plate. It's late, head first. No helmet slide into the plate from Butterworth. Off to second, Carpathios. An RBI double. It's a three-run half inning for the second time tonight for Fort Wayne. So make it 7-2. And it's not going well here for Tom Reisinger. He was able to get a two pitch out in the sixth inning. Weak contact from Sean Barnett. But here, top of the order, walk, single, single, double. And now here comes Ryan Jackson. The pitch. Breaking ball slides in there. Strike one. Anyway, we asked you back in the fourth inning, how many Lugnuts have now made their major league debut? That because Colby Thomas was the latest to do it last night down in Tampa Bay in that A's victory against the Rays. Pitch. That's popped up. There we go. Opportunity for an out right side of the infield. Dickey goes back at first. And with his heels on the outfield grass, makes the catch. And there's one away.
No correct answers that I've seen coming in. Although Colby Thomas does have his first career major league hit, a double.
How about that? He's been full of extra base hits at Triple A. He was full of extra base hits in Lansing. Jesse, how about the fact that Colby Thomas, the 199th Lugnut, to get to the show.
Tremendous.
Here's Verdugo, runner at second with one away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good looking slider in there. Strike one.
I love, too, that it gets called up right as the A's are opening up the series in Tampa. He's a native Georgian, so it's much easier for all of his friends and family to come down and see him play in Tampa at St. Pete area than it would be in California.
So cool. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike.
11 members of the A's roster came through Lansing, Michigan.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. I mean, half the clubhouse is former Lugnuts when we went in there on Thursday. 1-1. That's a little bit wide. Jesse, we walked into the visitor clubhouse at Comerica Park. Tyler Soderstrom, Lawrence Butler, Denzel Clark, all sitting right next to each other, and right down the road is Max Schumann, Jacob Wilson.
Max Muncy is entertaining them all.
Max Muncy was right there too. The pitch. That shoots in there. Strike two.
Across the way, no time for any of that nonsense since Mason Miller.
Just incredible. It is, you know, it's been hard to watch the A's struggle here these last few years, but the young talent that they are bringing up, they are coming up quick because they are really good baseball players. See the mini steps toward them becoming a really good team up there. The pitch. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes on Rosemond Verdugo, who's 2-for-3 tonight. Single, double, and an RBI.
The natural question is, okay, who's next?
That's right. Who is going to be that big-time 200th lug nut to make it to the big leagues?
I think that there's a wild card who I would not have expected at the start of the year, but it's Cade Morris, who's pitching great for Las Vegas right now.
That'd be pretty cool. See him get up there. Jack Perkins just got up there, the 198. That's now, what, six lug nuts that have gone up there here in 2025?
Yes.
We just hit July. The pitch. On the ground, weekly hit right at Tommy White at third. He's got it, sets, whips it across the diamond. Dickey bends, makes the catch, two away. As Job Carpathias holds at second.
I think that you've been waiting on Daniel Susak to get the call. By the way, those six lug nuts, not including broadcasters, to make their Major League debut.
That's right, because both the broadcasters in this booth have already done it. Been there, done that.
It's old news. But that Susak, was Kate Morris, etc.
Well, and Langoliers just came back, so might make it tougher for Daniel, but he's right there on the cusp, too. Durfee steps in, and the first pitch is a little bit down low, ball one.
How about Luis Morales?
He's got a great chance. And that's where the A's could use some help. Their pitching has been up and down this year. Built it with good position players. Need some more pitching. Here's the pitch. It's on the ground right at Jared Dickey to the left of his knee. He's got it. Runs it over to the bag. No need for Tom Reisinger to help out. He's got it. So really nice job by Tom there after he gave up four straight batters. Walk, single, single, double. But then he gets a 1-2-3. Fly out, ground out, ground out. And we head to the eighth inning. Who is going to be the big nut that makes it to the big leagues to be number 200? We don't know. But congrats to Colby Thomas. 199 nuts to this show.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy-friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Atlantic Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Work to do for the current Lugnuts trying to get to the show eventually here in Fort Wayne. They trail 7-2 as we head to the eighth inning. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you tonight. Ian Koenig's line is official now. 6 1/3 inning, 2 hits, 2 runs with a walk and a strikeout. Galindo throws. And the first pitch shoots in there, strike one to Davis Diaz. Robin Galindo, the righty out there. Turns, kicks, throws home. That's outside. 1-1. Lansing still has not a base hit since the third inning. That was a Jared Dickey homer. They only have 2 hits tonight. It has been very quiet. The pitch, that's down low. They did finally get a base runner in that seventh inning, a walk to Rodney Green Jr., but that's been it so far.
I'm sure it is.
Not much hard contact.
Righty, ready to pitch. Bouncy ball on a couple of tops to DeVries at short. Gathers, fires. Very close, but out the call emphatically from Pedro Torres. Well, DeVries took his sweet time there, and then he had to launch it over there in a hurry. But Davis Diaz, the first out of this eighth inning.
We've seen his talent. Now we see his youth. I don't think he realized that Davis Diaz runs well. And then at the last second, he suddenly had to let that ball go. It was not a very accurate throw either, but he got bailed out.
He's thinking, catcher? Yeah. In the last couple of years, he's a converted infielder. Here's the pitch. That's in there. Strike one, Casey Yamauchi. David Lorenz is here, the man that delivered the root beer floats to us. They were just delicious. The pitch. This is lifted out to left center field. Could it be? It's a base hit for Casey Yamauchi. Finally, Lansing, for the first time since the third inning, has a base hit. And Yama, a guy that never strikes out, the only strikeout tonight. Feels like he's getting true outcomes with his ABs. A strikeout in the fifth, but he comes back with a base hit here in the eighth. And so Lansing now goes to work back to the top of the card. Here's JKG. 7-2, Tin Caps lead. We're in the top of the eight. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Now Joshua today, 0-3. Ground out, fly out, and then another ground out. Good play by DeVries over there to keep him off the bases in the sixth. Pitch home. That's down low. 1-1. You know, Jesse, David, when you were doing your play-by-play, he popped in my ear and he said, hey, is that shortstop for the Lugnuts? Is he a prospect? Yeah, he's a prospect. Third rounder, and boy, he has really started to find his form. Great consistency for the man out of Rutgers, both offensively, defensively, and especially right here at the top of the table. Pitch. Ooh, that comes inside tight to twirl him out of the way, 2-1.
Last year, second in NCAA baseball, Division I in batting average. Led NCAA in base hits in the regular season. And yet, I think Adam and I believe that his glove might be his best tool.
Pitch home. That's down low outside. We have seen, I don't know what, 2 to 3 gems from JKG per series defensively, the way he is able to handle range-wise, right to left, where he goes, and then he's consistently getting on base at the top of the lineup. Pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike two. Now, today hasn't been able to get on yet, and that important because right now JKG riding a 15-game on-base streak, so trying to extend it if he potentially could walk or get a base hit here. 3-2. Inside, there you go. It's ball four. So Joshua Kuroda-Grauer is aboard to extend his on-base streak to 16. And more importantly, Lansing now has two base runners on in the same half inning here for back-to-back half innings. Now, an inning-ending double play back in the seventh. Can they convert here potentially in the eighth as we get a visit first, though, before Jared Dickey comes to the plate, the man that homered back in the third inning. You know, it's very similar lineups here for both Fort Wayne and Lansing, littered with prospects. I mean, you flip it over and you look at Fort Wayne, Ty Roberts, Leo DeVries, Rosemond Verdugo, Lansing. You got Kuroda-Grauer, Mankill, White, Green, Lasco. No surprise that these teams combine for three of the players that will be competing in the All-Stars Futures game that's coming up in a couple of weeks down in Atlanta. And yes, I know Gage Jump is up in Midland, but we're counting him. He was exceptional down here in Lansing earlier this year before he got promoted.
Fort Wayne knows that well. The very first game that Gage ever pitched in the minors was right here on this field, April the 4th. It has been so much fun to watch the talent between Fort Wayne and Lansing over the years.
And young talent, too. The pitch, that shoots in there. Strike one. I mean, they have had, what, Ethan Salas, who so fun to watch at such a young age. Here's another teenager, and Leo DeVries at shortstop. Righty lefty, the pitch. That is just a little bit inside, right there with the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Ball one.
2017, when Fort Wayne had Fernando Tatis Jr. and Lansing had Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette.
Yeah, how were those games?
They were fun.
1-1. That's buried down low. Two balls and a strike. 7-2 our score here. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Lansing trailing by five. They've only had three hits. Yama got one to open this eighth inning. Still one out with runners at first and second. Here's a pitch. That's a little bit wide. Three balls and a strike.
We saw this from Galindo last inning. He has not been pinpoint, but the Butler double play ball bailed him out. The best reliever that Fort Wayne has, by the way, Garrett Hawkins, is warming up in the pen.
Big righty down there getting loose. Okay, 3-1 pitch. And that shoots in there. Strike two. Well, here's the thing again for Lansing. They just, well, one, they haven't had a ton of base runners, but two, we just saw this and Fort Wayne was able to wiggle out of the jam. Plus, you talked about it. Fort Wayne is used to these situations in terms of handling them. 29-1 when they lead after six innings, and that was the case here again tonight. Now they're up 4-2, but now it's ballooned to 7-2. 3-2 pitch. Kick back off the netting from Dickey as he stays alive. You got the Rodney Green Jr. single in the second. Jared Dickey's homer to right, his first against not Dayton, his fourth this year in the third. And then the Yama single here in the eighth. That is it for the Nuts for hits, but they have two on. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. It's ball four, and the bases are loaded with Locos. Okay. Well, baseball, it's a weird game, and you never know. Three hits, and not much going on all game long, and it's been speedy this game. But Lansing here, they've got arguably their hottest hitter up right now, and Nate Mankill coming to the plate, and the bases are loaded, only one out, and out comes Lucas Ray, and he is going to go bring in their best guy, their reliever, to see if he can help get Galindo out of this situation in the eighth inning.
The stats for Garrett Hawkins, the Canadian, Adam, he's not a ground ball guy, in case you're thinking of a double play ball. He's a fly ball guy. He is also a strikeout guy. 32 innings, 42 strikeouts, and at bat only 14 hits allowed on 124 batters.
Is he a home run fly ball guy, or is he just a fly ball guy?
I mean, he doesn't give up many home runs. He has allowed one home run this year. But in general, he's a carry fastball guy. So he's going to fling in that four-seamer. Batters are swinging under it.
You know what they say, one is the loneliest number, so...
I've heard that.
Maybe, you know, you don't even need a home run. It's going to be tough, obviously, here, but just trying to keep things moving here, build some momentum, because you and I saw Lansing in April where, yes, outside of this Fort Wayne series, they didn't look themselves in the first three games of the year, but their best offense was just keeping the line moving. They don't have these big-time mashers in their lineup that have consistently been there all year long. They've had some home runs, but their best offense is just continuing to find ways to get on base, keep the line moving. And that's what they've done in this eighth inning. That's more of what we've seen this year. But can they keep it going against a guy that has been really good? And that is Garrett Hawkins, the right-handed 6'5", 230-pounder from Canada, 25 years old, the ninth rounder in 2021 out of British Columbia.
He has faced Nate Nankill once this year, April 23rd. Base hit center field, one of the 12 hits.
Okay, well, let's see if Nate can do it again. We told you about JKG extending his on-base streak to now 16. Nate has the longest on the team at 19. He's 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch, Nankill swings and misses. Fastball, middle, 94 miles an hour.
It's an invisible.
Which means it's got movement on it that these hitters think they can pick up, and then it's by him. The pitch, lifted out to right field, twisting foul as that heads over towards the picnic pavilion area. And that is strike two. So just like that, immediately, Nankill down 0-2. He wants time, so he puts the right stop sign up for Evan Anderson. White batting gloves to match what look like brand new white sneaks for Nankill. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth inning. Pitch home. Breaking ball, first one of the AB, buried outside, ball one. Yama with the single, Corona Grauer with the walk, Dickey with the walk, 7-2 Fort Wayne in the eighth. Just three hits tonight for the Nuts. The pitch, pushed down the right field side, just foul to the right of first base. Well, that a little bit late there, but almost worked perfectly.
We've got the Lowrider Parade, by the way, out beyond the right field wall. Of Mike, all the times for it.
Is this a thing that I've never seen here before? Because I've never seen this before.
This is new to me.
Look at these cars. These are great. Nate Nankill should call time now so we can just keep the song rolling.
I think they give you five runs for a home run off a lowrider.
All right. Hit the passing car. Once you pitch. Smack right at the third baseman, Verdugo. He catches, throws it back to second. Buttersworth got the double play for a second straight inning. Lansing hits into a double play on a rocket right at Verdugo. So no runs, and we are off to the bottom of the eighth. It is still Fort Wayne 7, Lansing 2.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Once again, Lansing a double play, and they are unable to score any runs. Back-to-back innings. So off to the bottom of the eighth we go. And the Nuts making a change on the hill. Looks like we've got Jake Christensen that is out there now. Jack Costello comes to the plate from the right side. The righty throws. Ooh, that's up and in and buzzes back. Jack Costello as it heads to the backstop. Look out for that. Okay. Welcome to the game, Jay Christensen. It is him. Get that one out of the way. The pitch. On the ground over towards Tommy White to his left. Scoops it up. Sets. Throws to first. Beautifully done. Chest high for Jared Dickey. One away. Well, sometimes in baseball, it's just not your night, and that kind of is how it feels here tonight for Lansing. Only three hits and then back-to-back innings in the seventh and the eighth. Runners at first and third, one out, then bases loaded, one out, and each time hit into a double play. One on the ground, the other a line drive right at third baseman Verdugo, and then he doubled off. The Nuts. First pitch, fastball, shoots in there, strike one from Christensen to Sean Barnett.
It was such a good at-bat for Nate Mankill. Battling, and then he got a breaking ball that he lasered.
95 off the bat, but right at Verdugo. Pitch, that's skied foul. Heads to the right side, and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Right downtown Fort Wayne. We got the Indiana-Michigan Power Building beyond center field, the Hampton Inn Suites, and a rooftop bar where visiting teams stay just beyond center field as well. You've got all sorts of restaurants to the left. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, two strikes. So it's just a really nice setup for a modern park, one of the nicer parks in the Midwest League that came in 2009 and really helped start the trend of the apartments. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And down goes Sean Barnett. Two outs. Is that fair to say, Jesse? You think of like apartments and building up the outfield at these minor league parks. You think of Fort Wayne, kind of.
I think of Lansing.
You think of
when
Lansing?
When it worked in Lansing, then South Bend, Fort Wayne, and Dayton all said, all right, us too. Okay, Fort Wayne was first, and then South Bend and Dayton.
Okay.
But it was Lansing first.
The pitch. That's outside, ball one. That's right, because Fort Wayne didn't have those initially.
No.
All right.
But it's cool.
How dare could I not tell you that Lansing was the trendsetter. The pitch. It's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes to Kai Roberts. Jesse, can they get Roberts out?
I think they can.
Just keep pushing up the mountain. I think I can. Three walks and a double tonight for the leadoff man and lefty, Kai Roberts. The righty, Christensen throws. On the ground, right back to JKG. Off his glove, bounding into center field. He had it positioned right spot, but it was a sizzler. And he couldn't quite grab it clean. And because of it, they can't get Roberts again.
Tomorrow. Let's try again tomorrow.
Because, you know, the sun will come up
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bet your bottom dollar.
We're only a day away from tomorrow. 7:05 start. The pitch. Way inside. That's ball one to Leo DeVries. All right, so what do they go there? I think they're, well, still deliberating. Oh, there we go. Base hit. All right. Not sure what they're going to go with. Hit or error there. 96 off the bat. Tough play behind the bag at second. They go base hit. 7-2, Tin Caps. Pitch. That's a fastball on the outer edge. Strike one.
We could always check in with Dan Watson to your left. The Jason Statham of Midwest League official scores.
Yeah. That is a clean shaven head there. Nice look.
You should hear his British accent.
The pitch. Runner takes off. Launched up in the air out to right. Not deep enough, though, as it brings Butler over towards the line and just in front of the warning track that runs to the edge of the right field line, not the one at the back of the outfield. He makes the catch and tosses the baseball into the seats. That's the third and final out. So, nice job by Christensen. Doesn't give up any runs. Problem is, Lansing is down by five and down to their last three outs. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, finish this one off for you when we come back.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Let's open up the top of the ninth inning. Fort Wayne leads Lansing 7-2. And the Tin Caps' last inning went to their best reliever, Garrett Hawkins, to extricate themselves out of a bases-loaded mess. He did so, and now he opens up the ninth, dealing to Tommy White. Swing and a miss, strike one. Mighty hack by the Lansing third baseman. And that top of the eighth inning. The Lansing Locos on this Copa night that loaded the bases on a single and a couple of walks with one out. White takes a ball outside. And then Nate Namkill hung a frozen rope up the left side, but right at Rosman Verdugo at third. And Joshua Carota-Grauer was doubled off second. Hawkins deals. Backs away White with a fastball in. Two balls and a strike. So here we are. Fort Wayne is three outs away from a 7-2 victory. White, Green, Lasko. The pitch. Fouled back. Count is even. 2-2 on the slider from Hawkins. Tommy White is 0-2. Hit by a pitch. Scored the first run for Lansing in the second inning. Jared Dickey then homered in the third inning. And that has been all for the offense from the visitors. Hawkins to the plate. Check swing. Down and away. On appeal. He went strike three. Says the bases umpire Torres, right fist in the air. And Cooper Goldby, coaching at first base for Lansing, is going to talk things over with Torres. Because Cooper didn't think so. Let me tell you, looking at that on replay, there was the barest hint of an offer from Tommy. And Cooper is still talking with Torres. One away for Rodney Green Jr. Righty to lefty, Hawkins offers. Off the outside corner, ball one. And there was no emphatic fist into the air from Torres either. That was just a little bit of a, yeah, I think he did. The 1-0. Ground ball up the first base side, foul, wide of the bag. Strike one. Another good game today for Green. A single in the second, a walk in the seventh, and in between a fly out to very deep center. Lansing is down 7-2. The pitch, skipping down low. Ball two. Interesting for Fort Wayne that they have utilized their two best relievers here in the opener, Galindo and then Hawkins. Pitch on its way. High fly, foul, right side. First baseman Costello out near the stands. No, that ball's well out of play. There's Green Picnic Pavilion up the right side. And the ball hopped off the concrete right next to the picnic tables. And then up to the concourse. Tomorrow, Corey Abant gets the start against Sam Whiting of Fort Wayne. That will be Whiting's first start after four relief appearances, and he has not been very good for Fort Wayne. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Green strikes out. And Lansing is down to its final out today. Big breaking ball there from Hawkins. And now Ryan Lasko steps in just to try to keep this game going.
Just has not been their day offensively tonight.
No, sir. Ryan Lasko, 0-for-3 with an RBI. He takes a called strike. Fastball to start it. Lasko in the second inning. Delivered Tommy White with a fielder's choice. Down 7-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Down to their very last strike. Three hits in the game for the Lansing Locos. A green single in the second, a Dickey homer in the third, a Yamauchi single in the eighth. The pitch, check swing, strike three called. This ball game is over. And Garrett Hawkins strikes at the side in the ninth. He gets White, Green, and Lasko. And Las Manzanas Luchadoras de Fort Wayne defeat the Lansing Locos. Your final score, 7-2. Post-game show is on its way next from Parkview Field.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Welcome back in Parkview Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The opening game of this home-and-home six-game series goes to the host, Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Although, on this Copa game, Las Manzanas Luchadoras de Fort Wayne win it 7-2. Adam, they were the fighters. Do you know what the name is in Spanish and Lucha Libre for the bad guys?
I do not.
The Rudos. And this was a rude welcome to Lansing coming into Parkview Field.
Yeah, it was. Not the way you want to start the series. It's unfortunate because Lansing is trying to fight their way back here after splitting a series with Dayton and getting behind two games out of three in the Quad Cities. And they're a game away from 500. Make it now two games tonight. And the offense, it's just... it's been inconsistent, you know, and it doesn't help when you lose TJ Schofield-Sam. Rightfully so, he gets promoted up to Double A where he belongs with the way he's played through the first half of 2025, but they gotta find a way to string together base hits tomorrow and just be more, they gotta put some pressure on Fort Wayne's pitching, Jesse. They just did not do that. And Koenig is a guy he's not overpowering. ERA comes in over six. He throws a lot of strikes, so you're gonna get a chance to hit. Lansing didn't strike out much until that ninth inning, but they just could not get anything going against him.
The longer he went, the more comfortable he got. The easier the innings went after Jared Dickey's home run. He then set down Nankilda in the third, White, Green, Lasko in the fourth inning, then Butler, Diaz, Yamauchi in the fifth inning. Kuroda, Grauer, Dickey, and Nankill in the sixth inning. You understand. Tommy White flied out to open up the seventh before finally a walk to Rodney Green Jr. that ended his day. He had set down 11 consecutive batters since then, and it was dispelled by the final batter that he faced. That's Koenig, and Ian Koenig, as you say, he's been hittable all year. He comes in with an ERA near 7. For Lansing, they're going to take on Sam Whiting next, who's a reliever, making a spot start before Miguel Mendez gets the ball in the final game here in Fort Wayne coming up in 2 days. And Mendez has been great. There are some stiffer challenges coming Lansing's way.
Yeah, and it just, you know, this offense, you go back to that West Michigan series, Jesse, that seems like it's knocked their confidence a little bit, you know, and that goes West Michigan, then to Quad Cities, who was the second best team to pitch it in the Midwest League. And then you go back last week to Dayton, and they were able to get some stuff going, but still, you know, they just didn't look as explosive consistently. And you're not gonna score 10 runs every single game, but for what we were seeing in April, when they could kind of carry the pitchers that were up and down, we're not seeing as much of that right now with the offense, and because of that, you're seeing some more losses.
Well, let's look at Sunday. Sunday, they win 6-1. They score in only one inning. Now, it's a great offensive outburst of an inning where they score 6, and there's a home run by Lasko and a home run by White, and in between, a 3-run double by Schofield Sam. But beyond that, they were blanked in that game. And on Saturday, it took until some late offense. So they're going to need to get things going a lot sooner here in Fort Wayne starting tomorrow.
Yeah, no question about it. It goes back to, like, put the pressure on the opposing team's pitchers for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 innings. That doesn't mean you have to score every half inning, but there wasn't that pressure tonight. It was not there. And they're gonna have to change that tomorrow, because this was just too easy for Fort Wayne, and give them credit. I mean, from Koenig to Galindo to Hawkins, they handled business, but this offense is much better than 3 hits. And amazing, they got 3 hits and they still were able to produce 2 runs, you know. So that part is good, but the other part, not so much. And that's why you come back tomorrow, and you hope tomorrow is different, because this wasn't the offense we've seen this year for the Nuts.
Back-breaking double plays, too. In the 7th inning, Johnny Butler grounds into it with 1st and 3rd. There's only one out. And at that time, they're only down 4-2, so the tying runs are on. Double play. And then Fort Wayne scores 3 in the bottom half of that inning. But in the 8th, they've got the bases loaded, only one out. Nate Nanko rips one. And that turns into a double play.
And that more is what you're looking for. You can't fault them in the 7th or 8th. They're putting pressure on. Yes, runs didn't come, but you get some base runners. You have an opportunity. You know, you really didn't have that for that middle. The middle innings there. I mean, Jared Dickey got the homer in the 3rd, and then Lansing did not have a base runner again until the 7th inning, and that was a walk and an error. They didn't have a base hit from the 4th to the 7th inning. So sleep on it, and come back tomorrow, and let's see if they can get this series evened up.
For Lansing, the record falls to 4-6 here in the second half, 40-36 overall for the year. Fort Wayne improves to 7-3 and 38-37 for the year. Fort Wayne is making a push for the second half East Division title. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 4 left on for Lansing. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on for the Fort. The winning pitcher is Ian Koenig. It's his 3rd win. Garrett Hawkins, his 4th save. And the loss goes to Grant Judkins, who is now 4-5. Time of the game was just 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a crowd, 3,684. I mentioned that Sam Whiting is starting for Fort Wayne. Corey Avent gets the ball for Lansing tomorrow at 7:05. The starting pitching matchup on Thursday is Jake Garland against Miguel Mendez, which suddenly is a highly compelling matchup because of how well Garland has pitched. And then the series shifts to Lansing. The 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of July. The 4th of July, Steven Echeverria against Isaiah Lowe in a great prospect matchup. 4:45, Gates, Lafkew, Independence Day fireworks. Get your tickets. Go to LansingLugNuts.com. Then Saturday is a bobblehead giveaway. It's a Fiesta Locos sort of game. It's going to be marvelous at Jackson Field. And it's Sean Suchen who gets the start against Eric Yost of Fort Wayne. Before on Sunday, Capital City Market, Kids Day to close things off. That is also Joe Torre's Safe at Home Day. There's going to be a gigantic baseball card giveaway on Sunday to close out the series at 1:05 p.m. Once again, LansingLugNuts.com or call 517 517- 425-4500. Adam, I turn to you for your final thoughts. And if you want, you can start with the letter H.
How could you do that to me, Jesse? I think we just unraveled them. Offense wasn't good enough tonight. Lansing understands that. They're a better offense than what they showed. Would not be surprised if tomorrow they come back much more, not that they weren't locked in tonight, but just deeper counts, work these Fort Wayne pitchers, and they gotta put more pressure on Fort Wayne's pitching. You know, you can't expect two runs to be good enough on the road. That's tough to do in the Midwest League at any ballpark, but offense got to get some runs up. You know, great that Jared Dickey was able to get another home run tonight. He's been swinging it well, but let's look for more offense tomorrow night, and let's see if Mr. Avent can get back on track, because he just did not quite have his command the last time we saw him against Dayton this past week. So those are my two things I'm looking for tomorrow. The approach at the plate, and what does Corey Avent look like? Does he look more of what he had been, which had been really consistent, throwing strikes with all of his pitches?
Looking forward to it. He's Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We appreciate you tuning in and keeping us company. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Have a terrific night from Fort Wayne. Las Manzanas Luchadoras de Fort Wayne defeat the Lansing Locos 7-2. We say to you good night, vamos locos, and go nuts.